Soko izika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Siyahlangana kuza kusihlwa mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 24 kuNkwenkwezi 2024. Igama ngontungamili nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Uhlelo oluhle nxa injongelo ithe yalandelwa ngokupheleliswa njengalokhu esikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ma abantu abatsha beqeqetsha ku-National Youth Service bavele babe lesiqiniseko sokuthi sebesiyaqhatshwa ku-public service.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usungule uhlelo lokufundisa abasakhulayo ngembali yelizwe kanye lemisebenzi yezandla olwe Youth Service in Zimbabwe olwalusaziwa ngokuthi National Youth Service namuhla. Wazisa ukuthi ngesikhathi esilandelayo wonke osakhulayo uzamele angene kulolu hlelo. Ingcweti kwezenotho edumileyo eMelika, umnumzana Steve Hank uthi imali yeZimbabwe entsha ezik ngesine kuluhlu lwemali zamazwe omhlaba ezigugudeka ngesiqubo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday leviki sileqembu leRumba ele African Sounds Collection lona elisanda kwethula idlalade elitsha. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla usungule uhlelo lokufundisa abasakhulayo ngembali yelizwe lemisebenzi yezandla olwe Youth Service in Zimbabwe namuhla olwalusaziwa ngokuthi National Youth Service. Wazisa ukuthi esikhathini esilandelayo bonke abasakhulayo kuzamele bangene kulolu hlelo lapho begqiba izifundo zabo andubana baqale umsebenzi. Umnangagwa usungule lolu hlelo esemavinkilini eMtawatawa eMurewa. Esikhathini esedluleyo, uhlelo lweNational Youth Service lwalusetshenziswa libandla elibusayo eleZANU PF ukulolonga abasakhulayo ababedume ngochuku abaziwa ngokuthi ngama-Green Bomber, ababechaya abamabandla aphikisayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uPraxis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxelo sakhulayo okumsebenzi okukhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abatsha eMathebeleland South. Unkosazana Senzeni Maphosa.
Uhlelo lweNational Youth Service luhlelo oluhle nxa injongo yalo ithe yalandelwa ngokupheleliswa njengalokhu esikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ma abantu abatsha beqeqetsha kuNational Youth Service bavele babe lesiqiniseko sokuthi sebesiyaqhatshwa kupublic service bathole imisebenzi elempentsheni, imisebenzi ezabagcina ma sebephele amandla.
Utsho ukuthi lolu hlelo olweZimbabwe lwehlukene lolwamanye amazwe, mehluko bani obonayo?
Ukwehlukana kohlelo lolu kwelakithi ikundlela abatsha abaholwa ngayo ezifundweni zabo ebenza baziphathe njengebutho lebandla elibusayo elisetshenziswa ukudlwengula amalungelo kaZulu okuba yinto engcolisa uhlelo lolu lapha eZimbabwe.
Kungani sisho njalo?
Singakhangela izindlela ze-recruitment eyenziwa ngazo. Kukhangelwa imbali yothile iqathaniswa lebandla elibusayo ukuthi nxa ungela linki yebandla elibusayo amathuba okungena asuke azace. Lokhu kusuka kwephule ilungelo lomuntu omutsha ofisa ukungena ohlelweni lolu yena engelankaba yeZANU PF Ngombono wami uhlelo lweNational Youth Service okwamanje ngibona engani alusizi abatsha ngoba bafundile baqeqesha emakolishini kulezifundo ezilungiselela umuntu omusha ukunakekela isizwe lesiqinti sakhe. Pho yikuchithela abantu abatsha isikhathi, uhulumende kavule amathuba emisebenzi abantu abatsha bathole imisebenzi ezabagcina mabephela amandla, imisebenzi elempentsheni njengoba ubukhokheli obusembusweni busebenzela ipentsheni ma kuphela amandla. I-National Youth Service okwamanje ngikwejiso akukho okubambekayo okuzokwenziwa ngabatsha mabeqeqesha lapho. Indlela yokulibazisa abantu abatsha ukuze balibale ukufuqa uhulumeni mayelana ngemisebenzi, ukuthi bathole imisebenzi ezabagcina bathole impila kahle. Ma i-National Youth Service ingasoze ikunike i-guarantee yokuthi ma uphuma lapho uyoqhatshwa. Mina ngokubona kwami ngibona ingani abatsha abaqhubeke ngokusebenzela izimuli za lekusasa yabo lapho abade bevele besebenza khona okwamanje ngoba bangalaluka sebesele enkangala ngemva kokuthatha uhlelo lolu.
Unkosazana Masenzeni Maphosa ngosakhulayo kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abatsha eMathebeleleni South. Ingcwethi kwezenotho edumileyo eMelika lasemhlabeni jikelele umnumzana Steve Hank yena ofundisa ekolishini leJohns Hopkins uthi imali yeZimbabwe entsha eZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZig ngesine kuluhlu lwemali zamazwe omhlaba ezigugudeka ngesiqubu. Amazwe amathathu akhokhelayo ngathi iSudan yona ehlezi esiqongweni ilandelwa yiSouth Sudan kuthi kuzinga lesithathu kuhlezi iCuba. Uhulumende ngenyanga edluleyo usungule imali entsha le egxile kusilinganiso segolide elisebhanga lelizwe ngoba eyayikhona yayisilahlekelwe luhlonzi ingasathengi lutho. Ingcwethi kwezenotho zithi ukusungula imali entsha leya kusoze kumise ukugugudeka kwemali yeZimbabwe njengoba kungayisikho kwakuqala kusungulwa imali entsha elizweni. Izolo iWorld Bank ikhuphe umbiko othi iZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe azadonsa nzima kwezenotho lonyaka. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uTabo Kancube weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Stevenson Dlamini yena ofundisa ekolishini leNational University of Science and Technology iNasti koBulawayo.
Ekolishini kuhambe imethodi ayisebenzisayo ukukhalkulate inflation ingabe ihlukene ngendlela esiyijayeleyo ngoba esiyijayeleyo sikhangele ukuthi ngomnyaka ngomnyaka kumbe ngemonthi ngemonthi ama-prices atshintsha njani aye certain basket of goods. So okwakuqala angaqinisa ukuthi usebenzisa the same CPI esivele siyijayele kumbe kulenye indlela yakhe ayisebenzisayo mhlawumbe yi-black market mhlawumbe yini ngoba nxa sikhangela on the ground inflation rate is not yet in the thousands. Yes, before the introduction of EZIG, we saw inflation rate being so high, according to the traditional way of calculating inflation. Yes, it was very high because of the exchange rate depreciation. But almost wagon people would say, now 7 years are in the ngoba ama economists athi ana indlela measure ayi inflation omunye abe khangela producer price index omunye akhangela yona le sijele consumer price index kodwa bonani kusuka kube ngathi kwengezelele kakhulu ama figures afakayo.
Ngokubona kwenu isiqubu sokuphela amandla kwezigi singengezelela nango kuya kwesikhathi
bonani kungaqhubeka ngendlela izigi emi ngayo kakhulu siqhathanisa lentengo yayo namanye amazwe. Ngibonani inflation ilakho ku-slower down kakhulu ikakhulu kungaqhubeka kungelaku increase i-quantity yezinto ekhona ku-market iqhubeke imonitwe kahle ngibona ngathi inflation ilakho ukwehla kusiyakela umnyaka sizabona isiqubu sayo sesingathi sehli is more of izigi is being accepted.
Abanye bakhala ngokuthi izigi alibambe lokhu akusoze kuphazamise na.
Ngibona ngathi isungula vele izinto. Esinye sezinqumo esasifakwe ugavana webhange elikhulu leZimbabwe wayethe ukuphesiwa lokho esingakuthi yi-tight monetary policy. Wayethe yena vele ufuna ukuthi abhasophe ukudindwa kakhulu kwemali yakhe ithize. Ngakho-ke sikubonayo wehlisile inani lezinto elidindwayo uthi lingavani kakhulu ngoba yikho kusuka kubangela i-inflation esingakuthi i-money supply. Uhlelo wakilo aqhubeka ngazo lokubona ukuthi akubi lokwanda kweziko kungathina kuqubula i-inflation. Ngakho-ke sambonthi izaba ningi kakhulu epepa. Abantu abaningi sebeyamukele ukusebenzisa i-electronic money kakhulu. Ngakho-ke amboni kusanda kakhulu ukusetshenziswa kwepepa ngaphandle mhlawumbe kwemchova lezinto ezingane nje intshintshi nje ema-supermarket. Kodwa imvama kubona abantu aningi bakhululekile ukuyisebenzisa inani i-technology esebenzisa i-electronic money.
Umnumzana Stevenson Dlamini yingcwethi kwezenotho yafundisa ekolishini le-National University of Science and Technology iNUST koBulawayo obexoxa lo Tabo kaNcube weStudio 7. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi bemaphandleni e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, i-ATUZ, umnumzana Obed Masaraure, ugwetshwe ukuhlala ejele okwenyanga ezine nxa ethe wehluleka ukubhadala ifayindi eyamakhulu amabili amadola emelika, i-$200. UMasaraure ufunyanwe inkantolo elecala lokuvimba isandla somthetho ngumantshi weHarare ngolwesithathu kulandela ukubotshwa kwakhe ngontulikazi ngomnyaka ka-2022. Phansi kukahulumende kamongameli Joe Biden, abake baba ngamabutho eMelika sebethole inhlelo zokwelatshwa ezibiza imali engamabhiliyoni phose ayisithupha $5.7 billion. Kodwa owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump uthi ababe ngamabutho laba babephila ngcono kakhulu ngesikhathi kusabusa yena. Kulolu daba sikhangela izikhalazo abantu laba abalakho ukuzethulela lo ozanqoba kukhetho lukamongameli phakathi kukaTrump loBiden. Cishe asebasuka kubutho abaphose bangene kusigidi 890,000 ababa sengozini yokuchayeka engozini yezikhali ezilechefu ngesikhathi besemsebenzini sebathola uncedo phansi kwe-Pact Act, okungumthetho owasayinwa ngumongameli Biden ngo-2022 ngenjongo yokuqhelisa inhlelo zempilakahle kulabo abalimalela empini kanye labasindayo. Ngolwesithathu, uBiden wazise ukuthi kulezicelo ezedlula isigidi 1 million zabantu abafuna uncedo phansi kwe-Pact Act esezivunyelwe.
Trouble breathing, cancer, brain cancer. Folks, you suffered long enough. You shouldn't have to prove.
Ukwehluleka ukuphefumula kuhle yimvukuzane yobuchopho. Abantu basebuhlungwini obukhulu. Akulasidingo sokuthi uveze ubufakazi bokuthi wathola umkhuhlane usekusotsheni. Sibonga umthetho we-Pact Act. Asisekho leso sidingo.
UBiden ugcizelele ukuthi phansi kombuso wakhe kule mithetho edlula amachumi amathathu 30 epasiswe ngokubambisana edale lephalamende esekela ababe ngamabutho abanakekeli babo kanye labasindayo empini.
We've increased resources to end veteran homelessness. Hired and trained hundreds of additional mental health providers.
Sesengeze inhlelo zokuqeda uhlupho lwababengamabutho
abangela ndawo zokuhlala sigqathlesa lolonga amakhulu esebenza ezempila kahle ezelapha umkhuhlane wengqondo ukuze siphathise ababesempini ukuqeda udubo lokuzibulala.
Umnumzana Donald Trump, yena oncintisana lo Biden emele ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lukamongameli lonyaka ngo-2024, uthi abalwa impi babephila ngcono ngesikhathi esabusa. UTrump wakugcizelela lokho kumbiko awethula ngevideo enkundleni yeRambo ngolwezi.
We have 33,000 veterans in this country who are homeless.
Silabantu abalwa impi abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu, 33,000 kuleli lizwe abangelandawo zokuhlala njalo abahluphekayo. Kulihlazo lokho.
Wengeze wathi enganqoba kukhethwa aphenduke embusweni lokho kuzaguquka.
On day one, I will sign an executive order to cut off Joe Biden's massive spigot.
Ngosuku lakuqala ngizasayina umthetho omisa yonke imali edlaliswa ngohulumende kaBiden enakekela abantu abangela maphepha. Limali sizayisebenzisa ukwakhela abalwa impi izindlu zokuhlala njalo sibatholise inhlelo zokwelatshwa.
Inhlanganiso ye-National Association of Social Workers income impucuko esithe yabakhona kunhlalakahle yabalwa impi phansi kwemibuso yabo bobabili uTrump loBiden. Isipha umzekeliso kaTrump, inhlanganiso le ithi waqhelisa inhlelo zokunakekela abantu laba ngaphandle kwalezo eziqhutshwa lugatsha lwe-US Department of Veterans Affairs. Kodwa ingxaki zikhona, kutsho umnumzana Anthony Eastreet, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Social Workers Association.
Individuals have been experiencing issues with access in terms of entering their system.
Abantu bahlangana lenkinga emzameni yokungena kumhlelo zokuthola uncedo, okunye futhi baphazanyiswa ngamaphepha afunakalayo. Kuthatha isikhathi eside njalo ukuthi bafake kumhlelo lezi.
U-Eastreet uthe ozanqoba kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika kuzamele aqakathekise ukutholisa abalwa impi inhlelo zokwelatshwa imikhuhlane yengqondo. Udaba lolu lwethu lwe-intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias lwahumotshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo. Okwamanje singene kudaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
LeMelika lithi akumelanga umkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu ahanjiswe emthethandaba we-International Criminal Court ukuyathoniswa amacala okubulala abantu abaningi eGaza ngesikhathi elwisana leHamas. Umnumzana Matthew Miller, isikhulumeli sohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe kweleMelika, uthi isicelo somthethandaba lo silinganisa okwenziwa nguNetanyahu leHamas. Umila uthi iHamas inhlanganiso yamalocacha, kuthi-ke ele-Israel lilizwe elizama ukuzivikela. Uthi iHamas yabulala abantu mahlana kwele-Israel njalo yathumba abanye elokhu ibabambe ngenkani eGaza. Umila uthi idale le-ICC kalilamandla okuthonisa udaba lolu njengalokhu okuvezwa kuziqondiso zenhlanganiso le ezokuthonisa amacala. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuba idaleleli ligijime ukuyabopha uNetanyahu lingadlulisisanga isimo salo. Umila uthi kujayelekile ukuba umshutshisi ame kancane ngendaba ezinje ukwenzela ukuthi amazwe athiyeneyo ahlolisise lokhu hathi ukujaha kangaka. Uthi kungenziwa ngemfanelo lokhu kuzakwenza abashutshisi bebe leqiniso labakwenzayo. Uthi okufuna lidaleleli kwenzakale ngesikhathi kumele umthuthisi walo ahambe kwele Israyeli uyakuzwa ukuthi ithini inkokheli yakulelo lizwe ngokwenzakala eGaza. Umila uthi bekumele kuhlolisiswe wonke ngodaba lolu ngoba okwamanje kwenza ukuthi kungathenjwa ngabantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Uthi lokho kulakho ukuphazamisa inkulumo zokumisa impi ephakathi kwele-Israel le-Hamas ezokubeka phansi izikhali lokukhululwa kwabathunjwa nyakenye kwele-Israel. Elemelika lithi lizaqhubekela phambili lizama ukuba kumiswe impi le ukuze kungabulawa abantu abaningi eGaza. Umongameli Joe Biden laye uchodoze okwenziwa lidale le-ICC esithi bazasekela ele-Israel sonke isikhathi.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu lina balaleli beStudio 7 elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Silbone, siyabonga nonke lalelayo nonke ke. Mina nguZaduku, uZaduku indoda ehlala ikhuluma nayo kuStudio 7. Inkinga esinayo nje nasi, noma nami isiphumela eTicholotichwe Tholotho, inkinga ekhona ukuthi into engimangazayo. Kona manje ngingabona sokuya publishwa ukuthi isikolo semathethane, isikolo semathethane siyakhwe ngo-2007. Siyasebenza kodwa semangala sokuthiwa isikolo sivulwe. Kudala sisebenza isikolo lesa, asazi ukuthi lo esikhulunywa ngaso yisiphi. Okuthiwa isikolo semathethaneni singazi lezi ezinye, kodwa esemathethaneni abantu basakha ngo-2007 iplan intervention yancedisa izakhamizi. So ngiyamangala nje manje namhlanje bekungcwatshwa umama lo uSandi Moyo. Into enhle engiyibongayo ukuthi abantu bezapho bahambile ngoba sasivele sinaye umama lona, wabeka nje egcekeni ukuthi hayi abantu njengoba bevele bengaphandle, abantu bebaleka babalekani kati ngapha i-government isipilizwe lilungile. And bekhuluma ekhaleni, ekhaleni lolokhu zenu bekhona ulokhu zenu uChinga Dube.
Studio 7 salibonani. Kasi sesicela ukuthi uthaba ngo-SJS manje into oyilande ephalamende yini, njengobana sihamba nje stay one abanye sebaxotshile bonke, ulandeni ulande wona ama-ice cream lawo kati ulandeni, kodwa esikwazi ukuthi angeke lasi iZANU PF izambulala kuphela. iZANU PF fethu iyabulala, izakhampena ngawo keni la sokuthiwa ubulewe opposition party. Lokhu siyakutshela sifuna ukushansi kukuo iZANU PF iyabulala, yabulala abantu abaningi kakhulu, isitimela simadoda amatholi egcwele amathambo abantu abafileyo. Uthengisa ibulawayo yonke, usiyasithengisa wona kungesikhathi sento awaqeda abantu abaningi kakhulu. Ngabe usubulele ibulawayo yonke, ngabe uzama ukuthi kusihloniphe futhi, ngoba into yelanje ephalamend awusayazi. Ulandi kuyale ngesikhanda nje ephalamende ulokuphiwa wona ama-ice cream lawo. Adle sibone uzaphikanga, kodwa siyakwazi azakubulala phela ama-ice cream to yafa kube baningi oba kwinkomo bafile, olimkanti uphahla bafa, onkala bafa, ngayo iZANU PF lawo uzaba ngomunye ozaba kudlisa ngithuma laphana e-Cosmos City eJohannesburg.
Sanibonani, sanibonani nonke emagumbini amane omhlaba balandeli nabalaleli bakwa-VOA Ndebele. Hayi nami nje hayi ukubonga kuphila, ngithe bethi ukubonga ngingayisipho ukuthi nje ngasilekela noma nje bengathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi nje ngizwa begxekwa kakhulu besolwa ngabantu abaningi amadoda la amathathu uBhilif Gawule, uMalaki Nkomo noJoseph Chuma. Kodwa mina engithanda nje ukukubonga ikhokho ukuthi imibuzo abayibuzwa i-VOA bayiphendule, bayeza benjalo bafike emoyeni baphendule. Yikho nami ngikuthakazelelayo ukuthi at least bayaphendula. Khona ukhana sikubongeni madoda sikuhloniphenini ngingabanga ohlangothini lwabo, kodwa nje khona ukhana ukuthi at least abafani nabanye laba abathunyelwa imibuzo abafonela bengaphendula amafoni wabo.
Labo ngabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbono yabo ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Woza Friday liviki sileqembu lerumba ele African Sounds Collection lona elisanda kwethula idlalate lalo lesine. Leli qembu litabuka iCholocho kepha licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umholi walo. Thank you.
sanibonani bantu bakithi ninjani lokho ngezindawo ezehlukeneyo obikelelayo ngumlakatheli Ncube weqembu le-African Sounds Collection. Ngibingelele kini nani basakazi be-Studio 7. Ngifithi kubalandeli bengithanda ukubazisa ukuthi sikhiphe idlalada elishasha lesihloko esithi izindezi. Ingoma zakhona zingu-6 phakathi.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ezinkundleni zokuxhumana basithola kuFacebook, basithola kuYouTube, basithola kuInstagram ngayo futhi African Sound Collection nje bangena ngalelo gama. Bese kuthi mhlawumbe nabafuna ukukhuluma nathi personal bangithole enambeni ethi 074-639-5322. Sikhipha izingoma singapha eSouth Africa side kodwa ngokudabuka sidabuka eZimbabwe khona lena phansi eTsholoto.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Kubalandeli ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu abalandeli abathe basincedisa kakhulu. Kusho ukuthi ngemva kwale album eyaphuma before kulo nyaka wedlule, sathola abalandeli abaningi kakhulu basifakela izandla, saze sathola amandla okuthi kwanise nokukhipha leli idlalathi lethele okudinela manje. Let's go to the news. We're going to be very silly. We're going to
African Sounds Collection becula ke kamnandi lapho besivalela uhlelo lwethu. Lingayikatshana likhumbulele uyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esikhuluma khona namhlanje ngosuku lwe-Africa Day olunanzwa kusasa. Kulapho ke okwabunjwa khona umanyano we-African Union obizwa ngaleso sikhathi ngokuthi Organization of African Unity. Hayike kwanele zihlobo ezithandekayo olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo. Ngokusho kwami lingayikatshana njalo uhlelo lwe-Live Talk liyalandela lile jahe elidala kumbe ijahe elisakhulayo uTaboka Ncube. Mina ngingontungamili Nkomo ngisithi lilale kololokwana wamatukanduna kwafupatila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.